people of Israel were fugitive slaves. Egypt was last night's evil dream. Canaan was the vision of tomorrow. But today they languished in the wilderness. God had led them there. His plans are tried. His purposes were unfolding. But Israel had no eyes to discern. Their tongues wagged hot against Jehovah's ways. The faithless cried, "Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" But did the Lord censure their faithlessness? No, he poured out his rich favor upon them there. Ellen White noticed, when all means of sustenance failed, God sent his people manna from heaven, and a sufficient and constant supply was given. This provision was to teach them that while they trusted God and walked in his ways, he would not forsake them. Desire of Ages 121. But this gift had yet another purpose. It tested his people's loyalty to their Lord. When hungry and in need, Jehovah's gracious provision was granted. Manna was this gift from God. Man did not plow or sow to raise it. Hear its clearest voice, it sings of Christ. "My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." God's love offering of his only Son came unasked from love without a measure. No eye had ever seen the heaven-provided food. No tongue had yet tasted its flavor. No hand had touched its substance. They wist not what it was, and so they named it. What is it? Manna. The expression manhu in Exodus 16:15 means just that. What is it? This gift is God's mystery. It speaks of Jesus. From the mists of eternity he came, as the babe of Bethlehem. He once filled all space, yet for 9 months he nestled neath a woman's heart. Now prisoned in man's body, he ever lives for man. Great is the mystery of godliness. Manna is a many-voiced organ, yet its choicest note is of God's grace. In fear of death, the people murmured. Complaints reached to God's throne. Some muttered in derision. They denounced their divine deliverer. Would Jehovah cut their faithless rebellion down? No. The gates of heaven opened wide. Beneficence rained upon them. Sustained by the corn of heaven, they were daily taught that having God's promise, they were as secure from want as if surrounded by fields of waving grain in the fertile fields of Canaan. Patriarchs and Prophets 297. By heaven's kindness, man did eat angels' food. That is, food provided by the angels. Patriarchs and Prophets 297. Manna was Jehovah's banquet of love to his craven children. It ever points to Jesus. He is heaven's richest gift of grace. Like Israel, man, expelled from Eden, was in the desert. His home was lost. His food was gone. His hope decayed. In Adam's loins we stood before the judge, ruined, undone. Our lives were full of sin. Did God banish this leprous sinner? No. He sent his Son to share his lot. In Christ we may receive heaven's choicest diadem of grace and glory. When night was black, this shower of beneficence came to earth. Exodus 16:12-15. Man slept in ignorance, but he who watches Israel slumbers not nor sleeps. Night whispers of deeds of darkness. Its story is of a world sunk under a shroud of spiritual blindness. Then stealthy foes cast tares into the fields of God. Powers of darkness slink about their sinister tasks. At such a time the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. At such a time, Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, rose with healings in his wings. Heaven's manna fell at night to point men to God's glorious light. Manna fell on the bare ground, Exodus 16:13-14. With what a clear gospel voice it spoke each dawn. Could Jesus descend any lower? When he came to earth, no palace home awaited to receive him. No royal guard surrounded. No deep-voiced cannon signaled his birth. No pageantry proclaimed him king. From highest throne he climbed to lowest manger. His majesty is measured by his meekness. His glory is his shame. His greatness is his emptiness. He lived with men, a man. He died with sinners as God's lamb. All blessings spring from him, because he stooped so low. Manna speaks yet with another voice. It fell so low that everyone might reach. Each dawn, each saint of Israel stooped. He knelt to gather it. Yet each day he had one other choice. He might, indifferent, trample it underfoot. My soul, read Jesus in this type. Kneel to receive or trample in rejection. Manna's companion was the gentle dew. This veil of moisture also speaks with gospel tongue. It whispers of God's Holy Ghost. Hosea 14:4, Testimonies to Ministers 506. In chilly winter's dawn, it glistened like the hoary frost. For 40 years this shower of grace descended, and with the drenching dew, manna continued to fall, and they were fed by the divine hand morning and evening. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 340. Each daybreak, Israel's eager hosts spread wide across the plain. God's daily gift must daily there be gathered. He went hungry who collected not. The apostle's voice brings this lesson. The indolent will starve. My soul, let daily harvest be thy daily food. Thy daily prayer be this. Give us today our daily bread. They rose up early for their task. Dawn's palest beams their busy work did light. This speaks with prophet's voice. It tells of Jesus' wonted way. He rose a great while before the day to gain the daily power. He is ever our example. God's seer now asks, are all the members of our church seeking to gather fresh manna every morning and evening? Are you seeking divine enlightenment? Testimonies, Volume 5. It's always true that well begun is half done. Let Jesus fill your heart at day's beginning. His presence will sustain through noontide's burdens. His peace will smile on night's repose. Dawn's vital dews sustain through midday's heat. Manna speaks joyfully to youthful hearts. It tells of life's power at life's dawning. Bring to God your freshest efforts. Jehovah's appeal is this. They that seek me early shall find me. Kneel to gather God's gift now, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. In all your later days he will empower and uphold. Manna was small, Exodus 16:14. It lay a tiny seed upon the desert sand. The eye unseeing passed it by. The heart, pride-filled, refused to gather. So Jesus too was despised and rejected. Even we esteemed him not. The Spirit's still small voice is often spurned. God's gentle dove is driven from our hearts. Yet heaven's treasure is the pearl of greatest price. Manna was round. There were no rough corners to the touch. The hand could find no starting point. Its surface was without an end. So is the lovely Christ. Who can grope backward to his start? What hand can reach forward to his end? Through all the ages he is ageless, unchanged, unchanging. He is complete. His love envelops, his spirit surrounds. we live secure within the circle of His grace. Then manna was pearly white. Its purity covered up the dirt. Its whiteness spoke of its home beyond the clouds. Now look to Christ. His dazzling purity, a snowy garment, covers all man's vileness. His light is light untainted. There is a further note to this litany of Jesus. The sun shines upon a pearl. There its light is reflected in a thousand flashing rays. The pearly face is a prism. Its ministry paints the lovely rainbow. The sun only dazzles with its brightness. But the lambent bow reveals the glory to our mortal gaze. Jesus is our sun. He is God's light. The Spirit is the heavenly prism. In the glory of His face we see the splendors of redeeming grace. We read His love in every hue. His covenant is painted in the skies. The Holy Ghost reveals for us the wonders of heaven's light. Then manna was sweet. It tasted like wafers made with honey. The tongue was charmed with its luscious savor. It not only nourished life, but richest enjoyment followed in its train. This, too, is our kind Savior's sign. Its finger points us to His Father's heart. The bread of heaven sustains the dying sinner. It also ravishes the mind of sage and saint. Look then above. The Father's face is filled with tender pity. The Father's heart cries to the prodigal to return. The banquet table is spread with rich delights. The robe and ring await. God's pledge of these is Jesus Christ. He is heaven's sweetest manna. They never feed upon His promises. Next, manna taught reliance on God's word. Deuteronomy 8:17-18. Each mouthful testified of His rich kindness. Our Lord well knew this token. The words that I speak unto you, He said, they are spirit, they are life. Christ is ever God's word incarnate. Christ gave God's word inspired long ago. Christ is now God's word in life within my soul. To teach all this to Israel, Christ gave this token. He fed thee with manna, the Lord reminded His people. His plan was clear, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth he live. Because of this, He invites us now to taste and see. He urges us to eat and live. God's word was Christ's own sword in conflict with all foes. For every gathering hand, there was exact sufficiency. Eagerly the people daily worked. The feeble harvested but little, the vigorous much. Then by the tabernacle scale, heaven's bounties were weighed with care. The result was always a miracle. He that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. 2 Corinthians 8:9-15. This wonder sings a gospel song. Jesus is the measure of all life's blessing. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle taught, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. His abundance supplies our lack. Man's appetite determined his share of manna. For each received according to his eating. Exodus 16:18. Hungry heart, God's store is overflowing. Feast thyself to the full. There is ever much beyond. In Israel's gathering, the strong helped the weak. The Christian's duty is here made plain. He who has must share. Jehovah gives that we might also give. Manna fell only round the camp of God's people. Desert tribes searched for it in vain, but those within this wilderness church had richest feast. Even the mixed multitude need never go hungry. God's blessings come to all the world through God's devoted people. Salvation is of the Jew. Jesus is heaven's only way. His promises of the Spirit are most clear. I will send Him unto you, He said, and when He is come, To you, we might add, he will reprove the world. Through us, the Spirit's ministry spreads to all. Manna fell around each tent. To get it was a step. God's gift to Jesus, too, is nigh at hand. The feeblest needed but to lift the curtain. There he found all needed store. The Lord is ever nigh thee, David sang. Through his Spirit he is closer than our breath. My soul, now fill thyself with all his fullness. If any perish, he dies within reach of abundance of bread. Manna was man's daily meat. For 40 years they were daily reminded of this miraculous provision of God's unfailing care and tender regard. Patriarchs and Prophets 297. But God satisfied only one day's need. His promise is still sure. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. His gifts are always so. Each day we trust. Each day we seek. Each day he satisfies. His treasure comes in daily portions. Give us today, our prayer should be. But manna sings a sadder song. To hoard it is to lose it. In Israel's day, some disbelieved. They sought for more than what was meet. This more they stored. But on the morrow, horror filled their hearts. Heaven's manna bred worms and stank. Exodus 16:20. Use then God's gifts today. Tomorrow's hunger will have tomorrow's bread. Jesus will never fail. Trade now his talents. The buried pound will accuser's doom pronounce. Treasure employed is treasure enjoyed. He has who gives. Manna, though God's gift to man, by man must be prepared for food. Numbers 11:8. Each family had its part to play, to gather, to grind, to make, to bake. These were man's tasks. The word is heaven's sweetest gift, yet man must take, his mind must contemplate, his skill must weigh, his industry must then compare, his intellect must fathom, his spirit must concur. Yet vain is Bible treasure except the eager heart devour. The Christian's faith must ever feed upon the gospel page. Then manna melted with the rising sun. Exodus 16:21. What was not laid up by morning hours was ever lost. My soul, make then this gathering thy first task. The dawn of day is best. Noontide sun is opportunity lost forever. Its burning heat but blasts the soul unnourished by celestial fare. Manna in a casket of pure gold was hidden in the sacred ark. Hebrews 9 verse 4. A single daily ration was there stored. The showbread might be seen by all. The manna was named by Christ hidden manna. Revelation 2:17. It was to be invisible. Only the eye of faith might see. This speaks of spiritual fare. It points to God the Spirit. The apostle's voice is this. Israel did eat the same spiritual meat as Christians do today. Jesus had earlier told the people of his day, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. The spirit of prophecy adds, the giver of the manna was standing among them. It was Christ himself who daily fed them with the bread from heaven. The life-giving spirit flowing from the infinite fullness of God is the true manna. Manna, then, is also a symbol of the Spirit. Nehemiah clearly read this sign. He said, Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them the water for their thirst. Nehemiah 9:20. This passage is a triplet in Hebrew poetry. Each verse in it balances the others in meaning and helps to expand the idea of each. The sweet singer of Israel added his stanza. God satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river. Manna in the pot of gold is token of the Holy Ghost. He comes by Christ's request. He remains to represent the resurrected. He impresses the lessons of the great teacher. He who is invisible makes comprehensible the ministry of our great high priest. Manna proclaims with silver tongue, "Keep God's holy Sabbath day." For 40 years the manna fell each day, save one each week. Exodus 16:35. On every Sabbath there was none, but on the day of preparation there was twice as much. To help his people to remember, the Lord gave thus a double portion. Friday's manna, stored against the Sabbath hours, was fresh and sweet. This double gift spoke in happy tones, "Prepare for the holy hours." The miracle of Sabbath freshness sang of God's preserving might. It marked with joyous sign God's day of rest. Some Israelites refused to heed. Their rank rebellion was soon unmasked. Trust in God's word is man's measure of loyalty. But men hold fast to temporal things. To break this grip, God taught his people trust. His promise is secure. His 6 days' gift of manna lasts for 7 days' needs. Thus manna sings a three-note chord. It reminds us of a Sabbath to be. It warns us of labor to prepare. It assures us of God's great faithfulness. This threefold ministry is now the Spirit's constant task. Yet heavenly manna, by some, was loathed. What costs little is often valued as little. God's choicest gift is soon despised. Christ came from God to take us up to God, yet we reject. The Spirit is bestowed to make our lives more spiritual, yet we despise. Manna satisfied not the mixed multitude. What tasted like wafers made with honey was bitter to apostate palates. Its flavor was of wafers made with oil, yet they rejected. It added spice, as did the coriander seed, but was not acceptable. For those who longed for Egypt's flesh pots, the corn of heaven was a thing of naught. Read Jesus in this type. O Spirit Divine, grant us today an appetite for heaven's true manna. Manna was sufficient for every age and every state. Man's nature is but one. His leprosy of sin is now our common lot. God gives a single cure for each man's malady. To Lazarus upon his dunghill and the rich man in his palace, one remedy is needed. One remedy is provided. To youth and age alike, Jesus is the all-sufficient fare. But manna sustained for a little while only. Israel ate to perish, but he who feasts upon the hidden manna will never die. What wondrous words our Savior calls across the years. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. My soul, pray now, pray always. Lord, evermore give us this bread. Manna lasted through all the desert journeying. When Canaan was reached, its falling ceased. Jesus is with us always, even to the end of the world. His gift of the Holy Ghost will abide with us forever. Heaven gives supply to weary pilgrims through all life's twisting road. My soul, march onward to your journey's end. Your captain leads you all the way. Your bread shall be given you. Your water shall be sure. His promise is secure. To him that overcometh, I will grant to eat of the hidden manna. Lord, evermore give us to eat. Spirit divine, satisfy our longing souls. Ravish us with thy richest gifts. We adore thee.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.